shirt with my bowling ball and my bowling shirt. I like to roll the ball down the lane.
Well, if you like to go bowling and do it for a good cause, have some fun with a lot of folks who are enjoying themselves. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Lorain County has their annual Bowl for Kids' Sake coming up on Saturday, April 18th. It'll be at Redman Recreation Center, Redman Lanes on Oberlin Avenue in Lorain. And we've got two of them, two potential bowlers maybe. Elise Day, President and CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Lorain County, and also joining us, Joan Samco. Thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate it.
Good morning.
Back to the bowling lanes, another big fundraiser. This is one of your big fundraisers, right, for your organization?
It is our biggest fundraiser. It's a way for people to raise funds for the agency. So if you come out to bowl, you ask friends and family might sponsor you, and you collect your donations and come, and we just have a big old party at the bowling alley.
And you have two times that you're doing the bowling, right?
We're doing a 1:30 shift and a 3:30 shift on Saturday the 18th.
Besides the fact that it's bowling, which everybody loves to do, what makes it so much fun for you?
I think the people. I mean, get we do it nine pin no tap, so it's already more fun, less competitive. But when you're bowling with all different types of folks, and some will get a little goofy and like turn around and throw the ball backwards or just do some fun things like that.
And you have all ages there too.
We do.
Which makes it fun.
And we have door prizes and we have pizza and we just make a party out of it.
Now, you have people that are doing this to raise money for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Lorain County. Do you have a lot of bigs and littles that are doing the bowling too?
Yeah, we have some bigs and littles that come out, but the bulk of the people are folks who just care about the mission.
And let's talk about that mission. The Big Brothers Big Sisters of Lorain County have been around for a number of years, helping a lot of students and kids in need, and you've probably seen them over time grow up to be maybe even mentors to other littles too.
Yes, and that was a dream when the agency was started, would be that someday they would turn around and become the mentors. And we've had an incredible number that have come through, and some even while they're still matched, because we offer a program called Sidekicks where teenagers in high school can be the mentor, and then they meet after school with their littles and a staff person is there to help facilitate the high schoolers with the elementary school students. And so we have currently one of our big sisters, our big sister of the year, her little sister was so inspired by her years with her big sister that she became a mentor, and she's turned around and now she's paying it forward.
Well, let's talk a little bit, just briefly, a little process. People maybe understood, have Big Brothers Big Sisters of Lorain County, hear that, understand sort of the mentoring. Take us through just a little bit of the process and how someone becomes that, and how it's almost a lifelong bond.
The biggest surprise to folks is that it doesn't take anywhere near the time they think it's going to take. And so we're often hearing that that they're like, oh, wow, it's 3 to 5 hours every other week in the traditional program, and it's 90 minutes a week for the high school students. We've had senior citizens also that like to come out to Sidekicks, you know, in that group setting. And then we have another program called Lunch Buddies, where you meet the child at school over the lunch period, and that winds up to be a half hour, 45 minutes. And they all have an impact. But people, for some reason, have in their mind that this would be like 10 hours a week, or it'd be like foster parenting or something really, really involved. And it's not. It's just a matter of getting together, making a connection. And they wish that they would have done it sooner.
How do you gauge that impact? How would you describe the impact?
Well, we have a number of different ways. Everything from the case manager saying anecdotally, you know, upon getting matched, usually within the first few months, the hygiene of the child will improve, you know. Kids will start trimming their nails when they didn't take care of themselves. So that kind of starting to feel like they're important because they're important in someone else's eyes. We also do actual survey measurements. So when the parent brings the child in and we're interviewing the parent and we're interviewing the child, and then we do a needs assessment. And then from that needs assessment, we benchmark so that every year, because many of our matches do last for many, many years, then we're measuring to see how things are changing and how those gains are held down during adolescent, which is kind of a time that we're hoping just to hold on. And then we also have some national studies, and researchers at some prestigious colleges have gone in and mined our data to see what those changes are. The biggest changes were they're 52% less likely to skip school, 46% less likely to use drugs. And for minority youth, that was 70% less likely to use drugs than kids who aren't mentored. and a third less likely to hit somebody.
On the other end, how does a parent, man, woman, decide whether his or her daughter, son, should be part of the program?
That's going to be individual to each parent. Word of mouth is our biggest referral, but every child comes in with a different set of needs, and every child is somewhere different on that continuum of need. So we have some children who just kind of need to hold the course, and mom comes in, she says, you know, I really see the potential in this child and like her to be matched with a woman who is in a career or has graduated college, and kind of help her in that type of mentorship, like more of a career focused. And then all the way to some kids who have an awful lot going on, you know, maybe multiple mental health diagnoses, and they're living with the grandparent because the parent's incarcerated, and just so many things going on in their life. And they are seeing somebody for therapy, but then they need to also be out and in some different settings where they can see what else is possible. Because when you're a kid, you don't know what else is possible. You just know what you're living. And so that's always a tremendous thing. A lot of the grandparents who are raising grandchildren say that they don't feel that they can do some of these things with the kids, that they just don't feel as if they're old, they're not old enough, that they feel like they're too old. And so that's where a volunteer mentor can come in and just take them out and throw a ball with them.
There's a whole different dynamic in that sense, too, which allows maybe more freedom for the child to express themselves, to talk about issues that may be within the family dynamic, too.
Yeah, and somebody to be a sounding, and I mean, think for yourself. Did you go to your parents with everything, or didn't you always have somebody else that you would bounce something off of? So that's our hope, is to not only open some doors and show them some new possibilities, but also to give them somebody that is safe to talk to.
And one of the really important aspects of Big Brothers Big Sisters is they really do in-depth interviews. So they take a lot of time with the matches, so that according to interests, according to like other aspects of what the needs are, they really take a while to make sure that they have that match, so that it'll last for a long time. And so it really will benefit the big and the little.
We're talking today about Big Brothers Big Sisters of Lorain County, the big event they have coming up. The Bowl for Kids' Sake is Saturday, April 18th. It'll be at Redmond Recreation Center, Oberlin Avenue in Lorain. I guess the Minions have become involved this year. On your website, I see the Minions.
Yeah, and we have a Minion bowling pin. Rick Redman gave us some old bowling pins, and somebody took and converted one into a Minion.
So that's kind of adding fun to that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
We're talking with Lise Day, the president and CEO. Also, Joan Samco is here. Joan, can you tell us about this Thursday taco night that's coming up on April 16th?
Oh, it's going to be really, really fun. This is something that Big Brothers Big Sisters has not done before. But when I'd be out in the community talking to people about the Bowl for Kids' Sake, they'd go, oh, we don't want to give up a Saturday, but, you know, why don't you do another event? And so I talked to Lise, and she said, okay, try to set something up. So we are very appreciative of Quaker Steak and Lube. So they have been very generous to us regarding the cost to us and also the location. And we've gotten a lot of response to that. So it'll be taco night. It'll be from 5 to 7 on the Thursday before, which will be April 16th. And it'll be a Quaker Steak and Lube, and it's $10 per person. So hopefully we'll get a lot of people there, and that will just help us, too, with our fundraising. And we plan some fun things there, too, some raffle baskets and some other things that we'll be doing. And we just want people to come and have a good time.
Just get a lot of people excited about that. Maybe even encourage some other folks who are at that to think, oh, maybe I'll take this coming Saturday, the 18th, and go do some bowling and have some fun with that.
Yeah.
If people want to sign up, start getting the pledges, where's the place that they go for that?
Our agency website is the best place to go for everything. It's biglorainecounty.org. And on there you'll find the Bowl for Kids' Sake and the Taco Thursday and the information about volunteering.
Okay, that's it.
And couples can volunteer. Families can volunteer together. That's always pretty special, too, to see families matched.
Of course, what we really want to know is, who's the better bowler here?
We've never gone head to head, though, have we?
Well, no, but, you know, we've kept that a secret, and so you have to come on Saturday to find out.
See who's the better bowler.
And of course, Saturday the 18th.
Exactly. And the new day of bowling now, they have the machines that keep score for you. So, you know, unless you want to add some little.
So the math is no longer part of the competition.
Yeah, that's true. I appreciate your time coming up this morning. Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Lorain County, their Bowl for Kids Day coming up on Saturday, April 18th.